The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Let's call this quote, "We may have an American judge who will not be bullied. Pray for him." In the recent past, numerous Americans have attempted to file lawsuits to determine whether Barack Obama is a citizen of our country. He has repeatedly refused to expose his birth certificate and claims he was born in Hawaii. The media, which protects the president, rarely prints anything derogatory or negative about him. Evidently, no court agreed to hear this case until now. Judge David Carter of federal court in Santa Ana just agreed to hear this case and expedited the date to January 26. Many concerned veterans and citizens attended the hearing in federal court in Santa Ana in the lawsuit against Barack Obama to determine his eligibility to be president and commander-in-chief. About 150 people showed up, almost all in support of the lawsuit, to demand that Obama release his birth certificate and other records that he has hidden from the American people. Judge David Carter refused to hear Obama's request for dismissal. He indicated there was almost no chance this case would be dismissed. Obama is arguing this lawsuit was filed in the wrong court. He would prefer a kangaroo court instead of a federal court. The judge, who is a former U.S. Marine, repeated several times that this is a very serious case which must be resolved quickly so that the troops know that their commander-in-chief is eligible to hold that position and issue lawful rules or lawful orders to our military in this time of war. He basically said Obama must prove his eligibility to the court. Americans deserve to know the truth about their president. The two U.S. attorneys representing Barack Obama tried everything they could to sway the judge that this case was frivolous, but Carter would have none of it and cut them off several times. Obama's attorneys left the courtroom after a 90-minute hearing, looking defeated and nervous. This could be a great day in America for the U.S. Constitution. The truth about Obama's eligibility may be known fairly soon. Judge Carter practically guaranteed it. Congratulations to plaintiff's attorney, Dr. Orly Tates. She did a great job and won some huge victories. She was fearless. P.S. There are some rumors floating around that this hearing is canceled, but we cannot find any proof for that. It's confusing. Therefore, we'll go on with the assumption that the court case will still be heard January 26th in Santa Ana, California, federal court with Judge David Carter presiding. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.